If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. It is Wednesday, hump day, July 15th, 2020. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us. We celebrated Patrick Mahomes Day on the show last week. Today, it is Chris Jones Day. Happy Chris Jones Day. Happy Stone Cold Chris Jones Day. And I give all the credit for this deal getting done to me for wearing my Stone Cold Chris Jones t-shirt just hours after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and I was broadcasting live from my hotel room with a very eager Todd Lebo, and I was repping the Chris Jones shirt that I we tweeted out, and this is, you know, this is where we are talking about the Super Bowl. And, of course, I think once word got back to the Chiefs and Chris Jones that I was wearing that shirt from Charlie Hustle, then they knew they had to get something done. And so you're welcome. It was a move that I felt necessary to make.
We're all, this is Chris Jones.
You are listening to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Go Chiefs!
Play the one where he calls us fools.
This is Chris Jones. You are listening to the three biggest fools in Kansas City, Steve, Nate, and Jake on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That's right. That's right. That is right. And, you know, for the people that did not want the Chiefs to re-sign Chris Jones, boo-hoo for you today. Go cry in your Cheerios or whatever you eat. Do people still eat Cheerios? Go cry in your cornflakes or frosted flakes or Count Chocula. I don't know what you eat. Go cry in your oatmeal. Cry in something. Because Chris Jones is staying, baby. Number 95 will be... 95 will be helping the Chiefs to another Super Bowl championship this season. If they play it. If they don't play it this season, they'll get it next season. Point is, hey, rest of the NFL, you're screwed. Funny because it's true. And so congratulations to Stone Cold Chris Jones. Man, oh man. Brett Veach, you ballin'. What's going on, Brett Veach? Now, Brett Veach, why not relax, take a day, and I don't know, go to the lake, do something, chill out. You've done very well this offseason. For a team that was being mocked by other fan bases for not having very much salary cap room, well, they went ahead and re-signed everybody. You don't have to run down the list. I mean, you could say everyone but Kendall Fuller, but you say everyone.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Hey, who did they re-sign? Who were they able to get? Everybody? Okay, bye.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And I don't mean to minimize Kendall Fuller, but if we had to sacrifice Kendall Fuller to retain Mike Pinnell and Bashaud Breeland and long-term deal with Patrick Mahomes and long-term deal with Chris Jones and everything else they've done, I'm good with it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And so I'm just thrilled with this. And the Chiefs get it done a day ahead of the deadline. And Chris Jones gets his long-term deal. He's happy. The Chiefs are happy. And this window, and as I said yesterday, it was bizarre to me how some people were so anxious just to move on from Chris Jones. and to talk about, well, what can help them win a Super Bowl in 5 or 6 years? I want to know what's going to help them win the Super Bowl next year and the year after, this window, this nucleus that you have together over the next 3 to 4 years. Yes, I want the Chiefs to be really, really successful and competitive in 7 or 8 years. But pardon me for worrying about the years in front of me right now, and that's what Brett Veach is doing, that's what Andy Reid is doing, that's what Patrick Mahomes did to help get Chris Jones signed. And so it is, man, oh man, I don't know if you're a Chiefs fan, this has been one hell of a stretch from the beginning. Look, 2020 sucked for the most part. I'm with you on that. But if you just look at what the Chiefs have done since the beginning of this year and, you know, marching their way through the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl championship and then really doing everything that you could have possibly hoped for this offseason, I don't see how you couldn't be just thrilled. Is there anything, Nate or Jake, that you wanted them to do that they didn't address in the offseason? That's unfinished business. Like, pretty good offseason, but you didn't get this done.
I mean, if I wanted to really nitpick,
well,
I guess.
I'm going to cut you off there. Don't even say it. Okay. Quit your bitching, or I will just tear it.
The answer is no.
There it is. All right. That's the correct answer. Sorry to cut you off, but they're, you know. Jake?
No, perfect. 100%. You get an A+, but you could have brought Dustin Colquitt back.
Right. that wasn't going to be what I said, but.
What were you going to say?
Well, I'm not criticizing them for that, but maybe drafted a defensive back earlier in the draft.
That's well, about your precious it. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, yeah. You were all on board with that, so, I mean, you can't, what are you?
He wants his cake,
back
he
on
wants
him
to
now?
Eat it too.
I'm not complaining. You asked if there's, I was trying to think if there was, if I could think of something.
Being critical.
But you wanted him really bad, so do you wish they would have had a quarter instead of?
No, of course not. No, I'm fine with everything they've done. I love everything they've done.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
You were very pessimistic that they were going to be able to get something done with Chris Jones. So this should you should be very surprised. Pleasantly surprised.
I am. I started, as I said yesterday or the day before, your guys' conversation with Jeff Tadilla was the first time it actually made sense to me how they could make something work because of the way Patrick Mahomes' contract is structured where it doesn't really kick into big money until the third year. That made me realize maybe they could do something that's front-loaded for Chris Jones and sign him to maybe a 3 or 4 year deal if he's willing to do it. And that was the first time I really had any like, wow, okay, maybe it could work. But it feels to me like, do you remember when the Broncos, like back when they were winning and they just seemed like they could just kept going out and signing people despite supposedly having no salary cap room? Like they went out and signed.
Jake, do I remember that at all, Jake?
I don't know. I've never heard you talk about it before, Steven.
I brought that up continuously on the show. Yes, I do.
Did we talk about that yesterday?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's exactly the conversation that Jake and I had yesterday when I was losing my mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, all right. Great minds think alike. Because that's what this feels like. As a Chiefs fan at that time, I found that maddening. Like, how are they signing Aqib Talib right now? How do they have any money to do that? And they did somehow find a way to make it work. And the Chiefs, like, if you're a fan of another team, and they had $177 under the salary cap, and they have since then, I believe, signed Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones and whoever else. I don't even remember now. Since they had $177 in salary cap room, you just go, what? How is that possible? How are they doing this? Does the salary cap even really exist? And it's awesome.
What did I say back then, Jake? I'm
done believing that the salary cap exists.
I can't remember what signing it was, but with Denver, I said, look, I will never.
I feel like it's DeMarcus Ware.
I said, for the rest of my life, I am never going to accept that as an excuse for the Chiefs not able to re-sign someone or to sign somebody. I'm never going to listen to it again because I'm watching the Denver Broncos manipulate the salary cap to help them because they have their franchise quarterback who's willing to be flexible. The Patriots have always had a quarterback that was willing to be flexible, a franchise elite championship caliber quarterback. And I remember, maybe it was DeMarcus Ware.
I'm pretty sure it was, because I remember, like, you're like, okay, this is it. This is the final straw.
Right. I'm not going to hear it. And people can him and haw and talk about the salary cap. You know what? If you want to get something done, you're going to find a way to get it done. Salary cap be damned. And that's what everybody right now around the NFL, all these other fan bases, are having the same reaction that I used to have when the Denver Broncos used to do this. How in the hell are they doing that? Well, they didn't have any cap room. They just signed Mahomes. How are they doing this? Exactly. That's how are they doing this? I don't know. And guess what? I don't care. They're getting it done. I'm not a capologist, and neither is anyone else on the radio. All right? We can tell you what we think. We can tell you what we want to happen. But they know how to get it done behind closed doors. And there were so many people, just no way, there's just can't happen. No way they can sign Chris Jones. Well, they signed him. So now what do you say now? I mean, what's your answer to that now? There is none. Because this is what it is, man. When you have a team that has won a championship or is on the cusp of winning a championship, like the way the Chiefs were last year, players will play for your team for less money. Players on your team will renegotiate and be willing to make room for other players because they want to win championships. And look, nobody's going poor here. These guys are getting paid massive amounts of money that they've earned to win more championships. And this is not only a comment about Patrick Mahomes and his willingness to be flexible when he signed his long-term deal, and Chris Jones for his willingness to bend just a little bit and make things more palatable for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs to be creative to make things more attractive for Chris Jones, for him to get the respect that he wanted for what he's given and what he's produced for the Chiefs. This is a comment on Andy Reid and players wanting to play for Andy Reid. This is a comment on the chemistry that they've built in that locker room. This is a reflection on Brett Veach and the tremendous job that him and his staff have been able to do, putting all this together, making all this happen. This is a comment from Clark Hunt for opening up that wallet, that massive wallet. Do you think he carries a wallet?
Oh, heck yeah.
I'd like to see his wallet. Does he have a wallet?
A Costanza-esque wallet.
Does he have credit cards?
You got all kinds of receipts.
Does he have a wallet? I don't know.
Got a Diners Club card?
That's a big effing wallet. I don't know if you have a wallet at that point. But it's all of it. And it's also a reflection of what's happening right now with this organization, how special this is. It ain't always going to be this way, you know, and as long as Mahomes is going to be here, you feel pretty good about it. But this perfect storm of GM, head coach, assistant coaches, quarterback, offensive weapons. We just talked about that yesterday. Bill Barnwell ranking the Chiefs' offensive weapons the best in the league. And that's not even factoring in the quarterback, who also is the best in the league. But all these things
awesome.
Coming together, the Frank Clark trade working out, and then Chris Jones re-signing the week after Patrick Mahomes signed. This is so unbelievably fantastic and such a perfect storm of all these things coming together. By the way, there's a perfect storm going on outside my window right now in the Northland, so beware in the Northland. And so all these things coming together, and oh, by the way, they just won the Super Bowl championship. It's just mind-blowing. It's fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic. And I think sometimes we like to nitpick and focus on this and that, and you know, and I get it. Hey, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a capologist and tell you, in 2025, I don't know how this is going. I don't care. Sorry. I'm not concerned about that right now. What I'm concerned about is the group of players, the nucleus, that just went out there and won the first Super Bowl championship in 50 years. 50 years! That's Kevin Harlan.
A lifetime!
50. Whenever you say 50 years, you have to repeat it and say it louder. 50 years. 50 years! That's how you say it. And they just won the first championship in 50 years. 50 years! And they have every opportunity to win another one. And another one. And I don't know, maybe another one. But I feel real, real good in the next 3 years about the Chiefs getting back there. And I don't know, maybe more than once. It's crazy to predict those kind of things. But there's just no way you could get me to bet against the Chiefs this season.
Kansas City has won their first Super Bowl in 50 years. 50 years, a lifetime.
Yes, if we have a season. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. There will be no Debbie Downers on this show today. This is a wonderful day, and Chiefs fans should celebrate. It's fantastic. And you know how good it is when you can gauge how pissed off the other fan bases are. You see all the dancing and jumping around when they thought Chris Jones was going to sign someplace else, and then somebody sent out that fake tweet from Chris Jones. It was Photoshopped that said he wanted to get traded to a handful of teams, including the Chargers. And so Chargers fans sending out pictures of him in a Chargers uniform. Yeah, well, hold on to that because that's all you get. That's all because you, Broncos, Raiders, you're screwed in the West. And the Chiefs are going to go back to the Super Bowl, and Chris Jones has re-signed. Patrick Mahomes is GQ. We're all very happy. Brett Veach is a mad scientist that figures everything out. And Brant Tillis, the capologist, deserves a raise. We even got the capologist's wife tweeting about him not forgetting to do things at home because he could do it all. He's figuring contracts out and still taking care of business at home. Did you guys see that last night? That was funny.
No.
I laugh. His wife's on Twitter praising him as well she should. So let's take a break. We're celebrating today. It's a great day. We've got a lot of good guests on the show for you. Someone tell Mike Boddicker it's Positivity Day. It's Chris Jones Day. And so we will talk to Mike Boddicker about Chris Jones and also baseball. J.J. Piccolo will talk baseball, and I will maybe force him to talk about Chris Jones. Billy Donlin will definitely talk about Chris Jones. And then Joel Corey is going to be on. He is our capologist, NFL insider, former NFL agent, and very, very good when it comes to explaining the salary cap and contracts. He'll be on the show at 9:05 to talk with us about the Chris Jones contract and a whole bunch of other contracts that either – are happening, Myles Garrett, or not happening, Dak Prescott. Oh, boy. Remember, the deadline is still 3 o'clock today, so there should be some fun things happening in the NFL between now and then. We will take a break. Happy Chris Jones Day on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, and Jake Gutierrez. Let's take a walk down memory lane. And if you remember, in the season that the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in 50 years, 50 years! Yes. Yep. the Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls. What? Oh, boy. After waiting 50 years to win a Super Bowl, they wait only 1 year to win another one. Unbelievable. Back-to-back. Sorry. So we
three in a row for the Chiefs.
Know, it's just awesome, you know, being up at training camp, and boy, I really appreciate it now because there is no training camp to go up to in St. Joe this year. But having the opportunity from the very beginning to sit down with Patrick Mahomes up in training camp and all the interviews that I did up there, and then the weekly interviews that we did throughout the season, chronicling the journey from the beginning of the season and the story of redemption for the Chiefs trying to overcome the disappointment of losing in overtime of the AFC Championship game to getting to the Super Bowl and winning it. And we talked to damn near everyone on the roster with some really good interviews throughout the course of the year. And at some point, Jake and I are going to get together and put together like a, I don't know what. We're going to put those all together somehow.
A mixtape or a mixed CD.
Right. Or just like a special podcast section or something. I don't even know. What will we do, Jake? I want to do something to put those all together so we can listen to them and have them in a place. I don't know. But the point is, one of the people we talked to was Chris Jones. And let's play the clip. This was in November. Is that right, Jacob?
Correct.
Sure it is.
This is November. We aired it November 18th. So it would have probably been recorded the day before the 17th, I believe. So, November, we aired this November 18th of 2019 as the Chiefs were, I think they were getting ready to head down to Mexico to play the Chargers that week.
Here is me asking Chris Jones about some comments that Clark Hunt had made about the desire to keep Chris Jones in the Chiefs uniform.
So Clark Hunt spoke to the media this week, and he was asked about you, and he said that you're in the plans. They want to keep you here for a long time. They love what you bring on the field and off the field. How does it make you feel to hear the owner talk about the importance that you have to this organization and how he wants to sign you long term and keep you here, he said, for years to come?
I'm very appreciative of that. I'm very appreciative of the fact that they actually took a risk on a kid from Houston, Mississippi, from Mississippi State. They had a few red flags, but, you know, they was willing to work his tail off and overcome all obstacles. So I'm very fortunate for him, John Dorsey, Bob Sutton, Coach Reed, all those guys taking a chance on me. To be here long term, that was always part of the plan. You know, sometimes, you know, things don't go accordingly, but I just trust God. He'll lead me down the right path. And if that path been being with the Chiefs long term, I would love it. I love the organization here. It's very first class. The fans treated me like I was at home from day one. The atmosphere here in Kansas City is unbelievable. I actually brought my family here and made myself home, so it was always part of the plan to be here long term with the Chiefs.
Amen, brother. And you are.
Oh. So that actually aired the morning of the game, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So that was a Monday night game.
Yeah.
I forget. Yeah.
Down in.
So it was Monday the 18th is when it aired down in Mexico.
While you were playing that, Stephen, Jake was playing highlights of Chris Jones
on the old TV. On 38th
oh,
right.
spot.
Oh. That's right.
I'll put some more up there right now.
It looks a lot better than watching me.
Let's watch
look at this guy. Beats Ryan a double
Tannehill,
team, man. Down goes Tannehill.
Down.
He's such a beast.
Can't stop him.
And he's such a likable dude, you know, and when you know, like, the story that Vahe Gregorian did about him and what he's been through in his life and all of that, those are the kind of people that I'm like, I'm glad he's getting $20 million a year. If somebody's going to make $20 million a year in this world, I'm glad it's somebody like Chris Jones. You know, because there are some people that make $20 million a year, you're like, well, that's a shame. That person, I can think of a lot of people that could use that money better than him. But I like Chris Jones. It's like, you know what? Good for him. He's going to be doing it here.
I will take a break if you. Oh, see, I'm going to put this on you.
Oh, boy.
Nate, I don't know if you have access to all the drops, but I think it's only right if Chris Jones, if we just heard him give a shout out to John Dorsey, that I feel like we should at least play Dorsey saying you're very matter of factual.
Yep.
Or something. Or anything.
Well, you know, he would have, could have, should have signed
right.
Chris Jones.
Well, I didn't need to. John Dorsey to sign anyone else because his he had a poison pen with him, so I don't you know.
I actually think the guys that Brett Veach are signing to long-term deals will still be very productive because they're young and in their prime.
Right.
What, Chris Jones, 25?
Yes.
You're very matter-of-factual this morning.
There it is. On that note, let's take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, July 15, 2020, 6:39, and you are feeling fine if you're a Chiefs fan. Let's listen to some ESPN NFL analysts talking about the Chiefs signing Chris Jones. Let's start with ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano. Do not know if he's related to Rocky Graziano, but I can research it. Here, Dan Graziano says that the Chiefs got Mahomes and Jones deals done in conjunction.
Mahomes' signing bonus is very low, and so they're able to keep his cap number relatively manageable in the early years of the contract because the proration isn't that high. And they were doing these deals on parallel tracks. So Mahomes signs last week. They know they want to get Chris Jones locked up. They know what it's going to take. They've obviously had the conversations with Chris Jones' agent for 2 years now. So they're structuring both. And you know, the people in that front office are obviously, I mean, they got a shiny new Super Bowl trophy. They don't need me to say this. They're very good at what they do. So, you know, they knew what they had to do to get both guys signed. And, you know, they'll move forward with these guys. At some point, it always comes back on you, right? At some point, you know, it gets to be, you get to a point where you have a tough cut here or there. But so far, they've been able to hold on. I thought they might have to move on from Sammy Watkins, and they didn't. So, yeah, they're managing their cap quite well.
Yeah, you thought they were going to move on from Sammy Watkins. He thought they were going to be unable to sign Chris Jones. They thought they wouldn't be able to bring back Mike Pinnell. He thought that this guy wouldn't come back and that guy wouldn't come back and everything else. You know, she thought, I don't know who she is. She thought that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't sign that long of a deal. There's a lot of thoughts out there. But they are incorrect, and they were incorrect. So, I have a couple of thoughts.
Yeah,
the Chiefs are defending Super Bowl champs. That's one thought. Here, Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, says that the Jones and Mahomes extensions are anomalies this offseason.
Chris Jones is the first franchise player this week of the 14 who have been franchised to get a long-term deal done. There's a real good chance that he becomes the only one who gets a long-term deal done. Now, I still think the Dallas Cowboys may make another run at Dak Prescott, and we'll get into that. There are a number of other franchise players out there. We can talk about them. But the fact of the matter is, Chris Jones is the one franchise player this week that has gotten that deal done before the deadline. He may be the only one. And we are seeing across the league a lack of big money extensions. If you look at all the players who we thought might have extensions heading into the summer of 2020, we can go on and on with a list that includes Joey Bosa and Deshaun Watson and George Kittle and Jalen Ramsey and on and on and on. There have not been the number of big money extensions this offseason that you ordinarily would see.
Here's more from Adam Schefter with details on Chris Jones' new deal.
They've been trying to do this deal dating back to last summer when he was a franchise player then. Again, they wanted to get this deal done. They finally did today. You look at the money involved, $60 million guaranteed. Again, in a pandemic where a lot of players are not getting paid, Chris Jones is now getting some guaranteed money that he wanted. And this is a player that the Chiefs general manager Brett Veach valued and wanted to keep. And so 8 days ago, they get a deal done with Patrick Mahomes. They follow it up the next week with Chris Jones. And so you get the centerpiece of your offense and the centerpiece of your defense, and you tie them up for years to come. And that is the way to try to defend a Super Bowl title.
That was Adam Schefter on ESPN yesterday. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you want details of the Chris Jones contract, tune in at 9:05 when we have Joel Corey from CBSSports.com, former NFL agent and salary cap expert, will be on to break down the deal and tell us what we need to know. As Adam Schefter reported, that $37 million is due at signing, $60 million is guaranteed for injury. It's a four-year, $80 million deal with $5 million in incentives, making the value of the contract up to $85 million. And that's a good deal for Chris Jones. just we throw these numbers around, man. And sometimes I think we just get oblivious to them. And damn, $37 million due at signing. What up, Chris Jones? Let's say what up to Lewis Riddick. Does everyone enjoy the commentary of Lewis Riddick?
Of course.
Yes, we do. That's exactly right.
Even Danny Klingscale likes him, I think.
Does he?
I don't know.
Have we confirmed that?
No.
Danny, if you're listening, we're not playing any Dan Orlovsky. So don't you worry about that, good sir. But I do want to play some Lewis Riddick, and let me tell you, this is the guy that you need to listen to. He knows what the hell's going on. Here's Lewis Riddick, ESPN front office insider on the Chris Jones extension.
Look, this is general manager Brett Veach getting the job done. Look, he's someone who said that even before, you know, everything was kind of thrown into flux as far as the salary cap for 2021 being flat to potentially being down going forward because of the revenue losses, that, you know, that getting Chris Jones done along with Patrick Mahomes were a priority. And then when, you know, then things kind of got thrown out of whack and they needed to get Patrick Mahomes done first, he still said, look, Chris Jones is someone who is vital to our success here going forward. We want to lock up our good premium young football players. We think we have a nice little window here. Pat gave them some flexibility in terms of what they would be able to do with their other young players as far as locking them up. And for the competition, this is exactly what they don't want to see. They don't want to see Kansas City continuing to reward their young players and lock them up for the foreseeable future, because what that is, that's the foundation for building a dynasty that everyone keeps talking about and debating about whether or not Kansas City can become. And Chris Jones is just another piece to add on to that foundation that they're trying to build down there in Kansas City.
I think we have another clip of Lewis Riddick talking about the Chiefs building a dynasty.
They have been very creative and very smart, very diligent as far as how they are structuring these contracts, especially in the short term, because they see that they have a very, very opportunistic window right now. They have a very young team, a team that really likes one another, a coach that has been reinvigorated in Coach Reed. They have two great coordinators. They have a young up-and-coming coordinator in Eric Bieniemy, who's going to be a head coach soon. They have a quarterback coach in Mike Kafka, who gets along very well with Pat Mahomes, who has also played a huge role in his development. Right now, this football team, given the trying circumstances that everyone is trying to navigate through, this football team is humming right along. And they are right now poised to make a heck of a run at putting some more Lombardis in their trophy case here as soon as we can get back on the field and start playing.
That was Lewis Riddick on ESPN. Nate Buchady, your thoughts?
Well, I'm it's exciting to hear him say that. I saw Randy Gisarli tweet out a reminder that no team has won three Super Bowls in a row yet. I know we got to see the Chiefs win the second one before we start talking too much about that, but it doesn't seem unrealistic. And hey, it's still going to be tough. It's the NFL. There's good teams everywhere and all that, but man, how could you look at any team right now and say, oh, I think they're better than the Chiefs? I just don't see how you can do it.
Well, you can't, because they're the champs, and so that's how that works.
Well, and they pretty much have everybody back, plus a draft class that I think we're pretty excited about. I mean, that's the thing. It'd be one thing if they won the Super Bowl. It was, ah, yeah, but then they lost their three best players on defense.
Yeah, I never understood the desire to break up a team that just won the Super Bowl when you have an opportunity to keep the majority of the team together, young players, still ascending players, and to take advantage of this window over the next, well, I'll just say right now for sure, the next 3 to 4 years, and then move on after that. I mean, you know, we talk about what was a popular topic last week. Okay, how many Super Bowls do you think Patrick Mahomes can win in, you know, in the 12 years that he's going to be here? And it's like some people just get focused. Wow, I don't know what's going to happen in 2027. It's like, you know, you've got this nucleus now. Take care of what's in front of you now. You saw how special this team is. And there's every opportunity that they're going to be better this year and next year and the year after. This is an unbelievable opportunity for the Chiefs to do something special. And if it's winning 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, would you have signed up for that any time in your lifetime? What if I told you, hey, there's going to be a time pretty soon when the Chiefs win 2 Super Bowls in 4 years? That almost sounds like it's like I'm shortchanging them. But we'd all done backflips. Well, I'll never do a backflip. But the point is, we'd have been over the moon for that. And that's totally realistic. And they might be able to do more. I don't know. But damn it, it's all wide open. The sky's the limit. Now there is no limit. Let's take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. Jake would like me to remind everyone that it's tax day. It's not April 15th, but it's July 15th, and in 2020, that's tax day. Ain't that right, Jake?
Right, Steven.
Get everything done? You good to go?
I got everything postmarked in the mailbox.
My man is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Checks are out. There you go, government.
You can't slip nothing past Jake. He knows it's tax day, July 15th. Let's go.
That's right.
Tax that ass. What? No.
Hey-o.
I'm sorry. Inappropriate for this hour of the morning.
Mr. Positive's in studio.
Mike Boddicker is very appropriate for this hour of the morning. He's up next right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.